it had already fluttered to the surface by the afternoon of November the 8th, and people were threatening. There were people that were threatening to file suit. I knew that once it got into litigation that it was going to head toward the Florida Supreme Court.
You write in this book about a tent city springing up in front of the courthouse, and that must have been quite an unusual experience. What was it like trying to resolve this election and having the court's deliberations played out on the world media stage?
Well, what was striking was that almost immediately after the election, the election was on Tuesday, the controversies began to arise Wednesday. I left to go to the University of Florida homecoming in Gainesville on Friday. When I left, there was really nothing much going on outside the court by that time. By the time I got back Sunday, there were three blocks of satellite trucks from TV stations that were organized across the street from the court. A news agency had set up a tent on the lawn of the Florida Supreme Court, which we had to have them move it. But then by that Monday and Tuesday, there was a regular tent city that had been built up just by the national and international press on the steps of the Capitol, which are immediately across from the Florida Supreme Court. And that was very striking. And there was had sprung up by that time crowds of several hundred people all day outside the court. And mm-hmm. that was just something that was highly unusual for the Florida Supreme Court.
How did you and your fellow justices go forward with that spotlight on you?
Well, we recognized that we had to begin to concentrate mainly on this presidential election controversy and the cases that were coming to us. So we began meeting and having conferences on a daily basis. But it was my role as the Chief Justice to work on the administrative side of the court. We went from having emails on the day of the election of about 2,000 emails to on the Friday after the election of getting 2 million emails. And so there was a tremendous amount of administrative pressure that immediately came to bear on the court, and that came within my responsibilities. We didn't ever have any violence outside the court, and I think it was in large measure due to the efforts of the marshal and his staff because of the manner in which they dealt with these large crowds.
So in addition to the media, there are also lots of spectators, people with an interest one way or the other.
There was people who were demonstrating on a regular basis all day long outside the court. There were people in clown costumes, obviously, trying to depict that they thought that what was going inside the court was a circus. I remember looking out that the chief's office is right above where these crowds were gathering. And I remember looking out, and there was a lady who had a skunk on a leash. And she could do a lot of tricks with that skunk. I thought to myself, they're having a lot more fun out there on the street than I am having in here.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was something that was constant for the whole 36 days, really beginning on Friday, so it was about 33 days mm-hmm. In which we always had these large crowds.